Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
Again, we're a growing team. We're an improving team. I know we haven't improved the last couple of weeks in terms of the win-loss column. But, you know, we have to continue to find answers and continue to improve to where we are in the season. And we're 4-4. We're halfway through. We got to do a good job of finding answers, you know, coming into the Patriots week.
That is Matt Eberflus talking about where the Bears are, what their record is, and there's been a lot of really interesting ways to manipulate that record coming out of the Bears locker room on Sunday. I noticed that people were saying it, and they've kind of kept saying it, and I'm like, look, I am a man who has a history degree from DePaul.
Oof.
And a journalism degree from Alabama.
Let's go. Double roll, degree, hot degree on degree action, sir.
Roll demons. math has never been my strong point other than like baseball statistics and whatnot. But here's something I do know. When you say 4-4 is like, well, it's just we're back to 0-0. The math isn't mathing for me. And I'm struggling because they say it like they've come up with this really clever way to mind trick themselves into getting ready for the next game.
Well, is it kind of like when Eberflus says it's a 1 week season? Week is a 1 week season.
Yeah. Or we're 0-0 and we've got the only game that we have. Here's the thing. When you're actually, and you can check my math on this, because I know that you got a math degree from Emerson, but if you are actually 0-0, that's great. It's a good place to start, and everyone is in the exact same place that you are. I have that right, right? Like
if everybody was 4-4,
it would be fine.
Yeah,
everyone's not 4-4.
Oh, I see.
That might be the problem, and the problem, like inside of your division, there are three teams that are ahead of you that all have 6 wins at least, and one of those teams has 7 wins. So as it stands right now at 4-4,
uh-huh,
in the division, you're 3 games back with 9 games to play.
Yeah, they don't list games back in the NFL standings the way they do in basketball and baseball. And hockey, you look for points because of weird-ass ties, and it's all convoluted. You look at the standings for 2 seconds, and then you crumple up the newspaper and move on with your life.
Well, here, what they do give you is percentage, and let me just read the percentages to you.
Okay.
The Bears at 4-4 are 500. Very good.
I knew it.
Very good.
Told you that math degree from Emerson coming in, baby.
I actually think you're going to be able to get this one, too.
Okay.
The Packers are 6-3, which means
750.
No.
No.
No, they're 6-3 is 666. 66 is 667.
Correct.
Right? Nailed that.
Correct.
Let's go, Shane.
I went to art school.
hold on. No, Shane, you're going to be right. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. It's gotta be right.
The Vikings are 6-2.
750.
There it is.
Look at us. Huh? We're just shouting out numbers. We can do this.
Let's see. Now this is the rough one.
Oh boy.
The Lions are 7-1.
Oh, I got no shot. I got no shot.
878.
There.
Close. 875.
Where'd you get to 878? Was that just a guess?
No. I did the math in my head.
Really?
The math was a little off.
But it's closer.
Somebody drop a thing of toothpicks. I'll tell you how many are on the ground.
That is his special power.
He's an excellent driver.
So what I would like is for the Bears to stop.
Yes.
You know.
I agree with that.
Acting like they have discovered new math. Like they're.
We're 0-0. No, you're not 0-0.
You're not. You're 4-4.
Who's been saying that? I made the executive decision to not listen to Eberflus today. I'll listen to whatever Mark Grody decides to play with us at 5 o'clock. But I find that man so abhorrent and so disingenuous. I'm just not bothering today.
No. There was a bunch of players that are saying it.
Really?
Yes.
Ridiculous.
TJ Edwards said it.
Uh-oh.
DJ Moore said it.
Hmm.
I mean, anyone with initials on the Bears. Has said that they're 4-4.
Maybe KJ Osborne's going to say it for the Patriots.
And maybe Jeffrey Osborne will say, can you woo, woo, woo?
On the wings of love, up in the eagle.
But here's my thing.
Yes.
Who do they think they're fooling? What type of sham are you trying to run? What shell game are you playing?
Oh boy.
We're 4-4. Uh-huh. It's kind of like being 0-0.
Pay no attention to the other teams behind the curtain.
Sir, it is not like being 0-0.
Isn't it?
And you know how I know?
Yeah.
Because when I look at the conference standings, I can't find you in a playoff spot.
No, you can't. Nowhere. Because a lot of other teams are doing better than 0-0. I think you've made your point well, even without the math degree. I'm going to give you an honorary math degree from Emerson.
All right.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Can Bill Burr, like, give it to me or no?
I don't think Burr was there. I think Burr was there a little... After me? How old's Bill Burr? I think he was there a little after me. David,
I think you guys are about the same age.
Yeah. Burr was a commuter.
He's 56.
Right. Okay, no, he's a little older.
You actually have to get it from Larry Potash.
Larry Potash.
Also fine.
Yeah. Yes. David Cross was also there a couple
Who
years
else?
Before I was there. Oh, I mean, Emerson's a big, it was a big stand-up comedy school. Jay Leno went there. Mark Maron went there. Dennis.
Oh, I love Maron. Maron's the whole reason I started House of L.
Oh, yeah. I was with you on those early first few years of WTF were game-changing and life-changing. Dennis Leary was there. Carol Burnett got kicked out for throwing her mattress out of her dorm window at Emerson College.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Is Emerson College a stand-up comedy college, or is it just coincidental that stand-up comedians went to Emerson?
It's just coincidental. Emerson is a big, like, writers and theater and film kind of place. You didn't really have to take a lot of science and a lot of math. I took one math class in 4 years.
If I can offer a suggestion that is not this show, which you should listen to every day between 2 and 6.
Thank you.
Conan O'Brien's interview with Carol Burnett. Amazing.
I started it and didn't get through it. It started a little slow and I lost the patience.
Amazing.
I should listen. It's,
yeah, you should go back. Because like, there's a lot of stuff about like how the show got put together and some of the relationships that she had and how like she was, how she became like a really staunch defender of women in the industry because of Lucille Ball doing that for her.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Like hearing it and hearing the deference in Conan's voice, like for her.
Yeah.
Like just being in awe and being like, okay, like this is, you want to talk about old Hollywood and her just being, what's Carol Burnett, 90, 91?
Something like that. But like that show, you know, obviously predates Saturday Night Live. It's one of the first real TV. I mean, there were other TV sketch shows. There was Your Show of Shows. There was like some of the Sid Caesar stuff, which I hold in extremely high regard.
Her explaining how Mama's Family came around was pretty interesting, too.
Wow.
Because they had hired Vicki Lawrence, and Vicki was, I think, 19 when they hired her on the show.
On the Carol Burnett show, yeah.
On the Carol Burnett show. And then, you know, like the juxtaposition of her playing Carol's mom on Mama's Family.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting, like hearing them talk about it. Or like, what is it? Is it the Mandela effect when you think something is like is always been there, but it hasn't been? I think I have this right, that like Harvey Korman didn't, no, Tim Conway didn't join the cast until like year six. And I'm like, wait, that can't be right.
Wow.
He was there the whole time. And apparently he wasn't.
That is the Mandela effect. Excellent. I don't think I was hip to that. I just Googled, and I appreciate the knowledge.
It's like the Berenstain Bears thing. We all thought it was Berenstain, but it's really Berenstain Bears.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Mandela effect.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, the Berenstain Bear, he does middays on the score.
Yeah.
Bears.
Don't call him that, though.
He. Well, I call him Berenstain.
Oh, yeah.
So well, it's different.
At your own risk.
So he's on middays over there.
And over there. Hey, if I can get back to this concept of the zero. Yes. For God's sakes, Lawrence, let me.
I'm sorry I took a break to talk about the great Carol Burnett.
How dare you? But, I mean, saying you're 0-0, like saying it's a one-week league. And yes, it's coach speak, but it's interesting because philosophically, in sports and in life, we need a lot of different ways to get ourselves back into the moment, you know, to be where our feet are and just try to center ourselves. It's why I meditate every day, and it's been a wonderful thing in my life.
But can't you just say we are focused on, regardless of record, we are focused on our next opponent. You can 100%. You can pull the Bill Belichick mantra out. We are on
absolutely.
To New England.
Well, absolutely. But in order to say it as much as coaches need to say it, you need to expand your vocabulary, your mind, and your reading tools. Joe Maddon, who you and I both have had experiences talking with weekly.
I adore him.
He always used to talk about the book, The Beginner's Mind. You know, and he and Carlos Pena, who I adore, like they would talk about just trying to get yourself in that beginner's mind to clean up everything, get all the noise out so you can approach something with that beauty of a beginner's mind. And in order to do that, as life goes on and you encounter some of the difficulties and travails of life as a coach in your sport, you need to arm yourself with more and more stuff. Got to be learning. And that's what Joe was always doing. Joe was always reading, always looking for philosophical things, looking
different
for
different techniques that he could get to players with.
100%. And all the gimmicks and all the stuff, all the art that people made fun of, that I thought was just so creative and so thoughtful. He was just trying to get guys to a clean slate. And baseball players try and do this for every at-bat, every pitch if they can, every day. And it's why a lot of us are so fascinated with baseball in that way. But Matt Eberflus is just trying. He's just scrambling for another way to say it's a one-week league, or another way to say we've got to start an approach like this is our first chance. And unfortunately, he's using something that sounds dumb and trips you into where you are.
Yeah, it just seems, it seems so unnecessary. It seems, again, this is another one of those things. It's a cosmetic change.
Yeah,
it's a look over here, don't look over here. Mm-hmm. And it's so easily disproved. Mm-hmm. Like you're not 0-0. Yeah. The season is on. We are halfway through it.
Well, hold on, because a lot of us feel like this season is already toast. And you're a guy that doesn't. And you need to help. You need to help me and others reframe that.
Now, to be clear, that is not my position.
Oh, did I just put you in a box to make my position? Sorry.
It's a man in a box.
That's my closer song right there. Can't you hear that as I'm marching in very slowly from the bullpen?
That's pretty good.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, there it is. Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I am marching so slowly. My mustache is on effing point. I used to throw 99. Now I throw like 94, but it's still got movement, and I try to scare you into thinking I'm better than I am.
This is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, right? Feel that.
Give me some more of that, Tree.
Hell yeah, Tree. Uh-huh. Staring down Jack Clark. He's got nothing on me.
They like fade the lights in the stadium. You come out to,
that's right.
I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah, you feel it. You feel it. Yeah, guess what? I got a change up now. I don't feel as tough when I throw it, but I need to throw it more
often. As long as you get the swing and miss.
Thank you.
I will explain my position about the 2024 season, though. I could see why you may be confused, because I am very strident about it. But I want to, let me explain.
Okay.
Let me explain where I'm at, and let me see if I can get you to where I'm at.
Okay, because I'm feeling extremely distraught about the season overall and the entire window and everything, so help.
As you should. We will do our best to help next on The Score.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.